WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Eagles of Death Metal is a side project of Josh Homm, the leader of the popular and critically acclaimed hard rock band Queens of the Stone Age. Rock critic Ken Tucker says that Eagles of Death Metal's debut, called Peace, Love, Death Metal, is both a joke and a passionate indulgence that works as good music. Ugh.
As you can tell from that song, So Easy, Eagles of Death Metal aren't really making death metal, or the kind of heavy metal sludge that sends anyone over the age of 15 looking for sofa cushions to put over one's ears. Instead, Eagles of Death Metal revels in the cliches of the music it loves, but it turns it into new music you'll love, even if you don't think you like that kind of stuff. Am I not being clear? It's like, in the 70s, I never had any use for bands like Black Sabbath or Montrose or Foghat. But I love how death metal makes those bands' riffs crackle on an over-the-top song about rock star excess like Stacks of Money.
Stack of money in my left hand, yes I got it.
Queens of the Stone Age's Josh Homm actually takes a literal back seat in Eagles of Death Metal, playing drums with monstrously satisfying thuds. But the guy up front calls himself Jesse the Devil Hughes, a horny guitar addict who sings with a gulp, a yelp, and a holler. You've been hoping someone would come along and subvert the cliches of Satan worship without losing the power chords that give Satan worship its enduring kick? Look no further than Mr. J. Devil. I quote, "Who will kiss the devil on his tongue? I will kiss the devil on his tongue." It tickles me to think of kids and adults getting off on the ridicule in that song. On the other hand, Eagles of Death Metal are capable of pulling off a very nearly sincere song about heartbreak, like this piece of fuzz-toned self-pity called Already Died.
Yes, it's been a long day.
I like it even better when Josh Homm and Jesse Hughes take their death metal intensity and apply it to a pop song like the Steeler's Wheel 1973 oldie, Stuck in the Middle with You. Instead of making fun of the song, they invest it with renewed intensity and open up fresh curiosity about the long-standing question, what the devil were Steeler's Wheel singing about?
Well, I got the feeling something ain't
Throughout Peace, Love, Death Metal, the band revives the thing that made AC/DC a great hard rock band. The guitar and chorus hooks, the bellow that turns into a squeal, expressing fury, pain, and a wink of fun. Eagles of Death Metal aren't a band for the ages. I can't even imagine them recording or me listening to a second album of theirs. But as a band for momentary pleasures, they're alone right now in doing what they do superlatively. I urge you to send a copy of this to Mel Gibson so that during the next dark night of his soul, he will find himself incapable of not asking himself the deathless question, who will kiss the devil on his tongue?
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.